It's been an odd summer movie season. Typically, summer movies are big blockbusters like superhero movies or sequels of Pirates of the Caribbean. While we did have some superhero movies and one pirate sequel, we've also had more serious movies like the World War II movie Dunkirk. And there have been several movies with a social message like An Inconvenient Sequel.
Reggie Ponder, also known as Reggie the Real Critic, joins us now. He appears weekly on Vocalo in Chicago and critiques movies for a lot of other media outlets. Reggie, good to have you back.
Always good to be back, Rob. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Excellent. You know, it's been an interesting season for the summer.
Yeah.
What you probably know is that overall the box office has been down. I mean, it's been down about 12%, and there's some thoughts that by end of when they officially count all the ticket sales that they'll probably be down about 15%. So that's huge. And one of the questions I think that you talked about is how different this season is. But the first thing, Rob, that I want to talk about is how similar it is that we had Pirates, mm-hmm. we had Guardians, we had Spider-Man, we had Despicable Me, Cars 3, War for the Planet of the Apes, and Transformers. And those are all part of big franchises. So obviously what it's saying about the box office is that people are probably tired of seeing those same things over and over again.
Well, I want to get into some of the things that are a little different than your standard summer blockbuster, and one that I understand is one of your favorite. We're going to listen to a clip from the trailer, a documentary actually called Step. It came out earlier this month. Here's a listen to that trailer.
We're in Baltimore City. They come home to no lights, not having food in the refrigerator, not having a refrigerator at all. But when they come to step practice, all of those things are erased out of their mind, so they can make it through life.
Tell us, what is Step about, Reggie?
So this documents the senior year of some girls at a high school in Baltimore that formed a dance, a step team in sixth grade. And it really shows them trying to graduate and what's going to happen for their future. But it's also against that whole backdrop of Freddie Gray in the inner city and how difficult the times were there. And this is such a heartwarming story to watch these girls. You are hooked from the beginning because you want to know what happens to them, and you're rooting for them. And you even see these adults who are trying to help them succeed. I love this movie. It's only playing at some select theaters, but I wish more people would go see it. It's fabulous, absolutely fabulous.
Now, there are a lot of, fictional movies that kind of follow this storyline, the group of kids in the inner city trying to make it doing this, dance thing or music or sports or whatever. But this is a documentary, and as you mentioned, it's going on amidst the background of Freddie Gray and the turmoil in Baltimore. What is it like seeing those two up against each other there?
It's tough, but I think that it sets the framework for showing how you can succeed against all odds and how there are a lot of good things happening in those communities. A lot of times what we see is that everything is tough, so nothing good can become of it. But here you see that everything is tough, and you see how beautiful these flowers become, and meaning the children who come out of this school and their possibilities. I just love it.
And is this going to be in wider release, do you think?
No, because it's a documentary, it is going to be in select theaters. They did do their widest release, I think, that they're going to have, and I just request that people look for it. Actually seek this film out and go check it out. I had an opportunity to see it with my family the second time around, and it was even better the second time. So hopefully people will go and check it out.
That's the documentary Step, and now a documentary, a sequel, but not to a big franchise, An Inconvenient Sequel, the sequel to An Inconvenient Truth. Want to give a listen to the trailer here. This is a sequel to the documentary from some years back by former Vice President Al Gore.
The most criticized scene in the movie An Inconvenient Truth was showing that the combination of sea level rise and storm surge would flood the 9/11 memorial site. And people said, what a terrible exaggeration.
Hurricane Sandy slammed into New York City last night, flooding the World Trade Center site.
Storms get stronger and more destructive. Watch the water splash off the city. This is global warming.
So again, it's a movie that features a lot of Al Gore talking. What did you think of An Inconvenient Sequel?
So the first thing is that I was telling you how everything is so similar, and then we get another sequel here, and you say, well, do you need another one? But I think that clip actually shows why you do, is that the first movie said, look, this stuff is happening, and so much so that it's going to flood the World Trade Center. I mean, the World Trade Center, and people say, oh, no, that's not going to happen. And then sure enough, it did. So it really shows that this stuff is real, that it's happening, and that we need to do something about it. Because they're obviously in our political climate today, you know, with the United States saying, hey, we're going to pull out of the France Accord. This was necessary now, so it's really interesting, the timing. It is necessary now not to lull people to sleep. And I think the thing that they do really well in this movie is that they show that while we've damaged the planet, that there's some things that we can do to make it to preserve what we have today, that there's a real energy revolution coming where wind and solar are so cheap. The biggest thing, I got to speak to of the directors, Bonnie and John, on this, and the biggest thing that I came away with is, and at least I asked them about, is how do they get poor people and minorities involved in this, because usually those are the folks that are most affected but come to the party late as it relates to doing something about it. And what they're doing is a major education campaign and making sure that kids and schools get to see this movie so that they can get young people involved in this effort early on.
Got a link to that interview on the Central Time Facebook page. We're talking to Reggie Ponder, also known as Reggie the Real Critic, looking at what's going on in the movie world this summer. Another movie that came out, a social message, this one out this month, Detroit. Looking back at Detroit 1967, a big story within the riots that happened in Detroit and around the country. How is that movie?
I really like this movie, but there's a number of things that make it controversial. First, a lot of folks don't want to see this movie. It is a true story of three young African-American men who were murdered at the Algiers Motel. And so you already know what's going to happen, but it is a hard movie to watch. I think they do an excellent job. But one of the controversies is around director Catherine Bigelow. The question some people are asking is, can a director, a white director, really tell a black story from a black perspective? And from my perspective, I think that she did a really good job of making sure that it was about the black characters. It wasn't from a white perspective, and I think she did a good job there. So, but that's one of the things. It's tough to watch, to see this, because it is really cold-blooded murder. But I think it's timely, and it does have a social message, because it's really setting the stage to say, or saying to people, that this whole thing of policemen killing African Americans is not new, and that's why this distrust lingers and lives on today.
Another movie that was difficult in some ways. I saw this one, Dunkirk, huge blockbuster. Not your lighthearted summer adventure fair, though. Dramatic movie about a key moment in World War II, but a big story of a retreat, basically, from what looks like certain doom. Are you recommending this one?
Oh, absolutely. So Step is my favorite, and Dunkirk is right behind it. You saw this, right, Rob?
I did, yeah.
What did you think?
It was amazing, very well done. I saw it with my family, in part because Harry Styles is in it. One of my daughters wanted to see that. We were on a summer vacation. It's not exactly your vacation mode movie, but very powerful, and I'm very glad I saw it.
And what they do a lot of things well. And I don't talk a lot about the cinematography, but this looks fantastic on the big screen. And then they do another thing that I like, is that there's not a lot of dialogue, but they get you to love, to care about these soldiers, and I'm rooting for them every which way. When they try to get stowaway on a boat, when they're hiding on the beach, I'm just rooting for these guys. What a great job. For anyone who's interested, I'd say if you like a war movie, this is the war movie to go see.
And then finally, a movie that I understand has done fairly well at the box office, A Baby Driver, another one I've seen. Well, there's definitely violence and strong language, but this was a blast.
Wasn't it? This is so to me, this was that quirky, different kind of take on crime. And so you get this young guy who is forced to be a getaway driver for this crime syndicate, and he's stuck in that role. But then how does he take back his power? What does he do to survive? I loved it. And the musical track for this one, the music, it really helped drive, and pun intended, the movie forward.
That's great. I've got to listen to the soundtrack more. Very briefly, Reggie, next movie, fall movie you're looking forward to?
So I'm totally looking forward to the new Star Wars movie. That's the one that everybody else is looking forward to. I'm looking forward to seeing that. And obviously I'll come back and talk to you guys about the new slate of fall movies. But that's the one that I'm looking forward to.
Looking forward to the movie and to talking to you. Reggie, thanks a lot.
Thanks so much. You guys have a great evening.
We've been talking movies with Reggie Ponder, also known as Reggie the Real Critic.